Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Oh, good morning there. This is Mac and all my friends with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the state government's 2024 budget will be looking at ways to reduce government spending and the Miles Labor government by ensuring... And the Miles Labor government ensures that by that more work is done in-house rather than through contractors. With their Smarter Spending, Better Jobs plan, Treasurer Cameron Dick suggests savings of up to $3 billion over 4 years. As leases in the Brisbane CBD come up for renewal, Mr. Dick said the government would reconsider if the offices need to remain in the ever-busier CBD in order to help employees work more flexibly. In national news, Chinese-made electric vehicles have begun to pour into the Australian market, with brands like BYD offering a more affordable EV option for to Aussies rather than Tesla. As demand for non-petrol transport options rise among every income level, BYD has begun to outpace Elon Musk's Tesla brand, beating their monthly sales in January this year in the country. It comes as outer city suburbs across Australia overtook inner cities for EV sales this year. Emissions of the forgotten greenhouse gas nitrous oxide, or N2O, have been found to be increasing every year for 4 decades, up to a 40% increase. Nitrous oxide has 300 times the warming potential than carbon dioxide, and while it's used as laughing gas, whipped cream chargers, and car fuel, its creation as part of nitrogen-based fertilizer is its biggest culprit. The Australian government has yet to reveal its plans to reduce agricultural greenhouse gases. And in international news, the vice president of Malawi, Saulos Klaus Chilima, and 9 other people were killed in a plane crash. President Lazarus Chakwera confirmed the loss of the military aircraft on Tuesday afternoon and said that the crash was a result of poor visibility and something having gone terribly wrong with the plane. The group were traveling to the town of Mzuzu for the funeral of a former government minister. And for your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as the average 4ZZZ subscriber. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with some more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.